This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here is a story about, and I'm dead serious about this, it's about fluid dynamics, about what happens as the planet gets warmer and oceans rise and saltwater forces its way into places where freshwater is used for agriculture. Farmers in the rice paddies of Vietnam rely on freshwater to grow about a fifth of the world's supply of rice, and the changing climate has been a disaster for some of them. For others, it's an opportunity. Christopher Johnson went to the Mekong River Delta to see how they're adapting.
It's the rainy season here in Chande. About a dozen field workers have squished out into a green paddy that goes on for more than 2.5 football fields. They chatter in Khmer, mostly about the way-too-close radio reporter, as they bend low and pull young rice plants from their monsoon-soaked beds and toss them in the piles for replanting.
I was born in this area. I'm from this area. I learned from my father and my grandfather from the time I was a kid how to grow rice.
A 64-year-old farmer named Ming is renting the land to grow his crop.
Rice is good. You can always eat it, and it's reliable.
At least right now it is. But things will change when the dry season starts in January. That's when farmers here usually start raising a rice crop that typically relies on fresh water they pump or channel in from some branch of the Mekong River. But the dry season's been getting drier, and the South China Sea, less than a mile away, it's rising and pushing up into empty river and stream beds. What little fresh water there is goes salty. So does the soil. And once that happens, rice farmers like Ming know their crops are history.
This village is affected by saline intrusion. During the dry season, people here can't do anything with the land. They just leave it, go somewhere else and work, or try to find some work locally.
If Ming risks planting a dry season crop, he could earn more than $2,000. But he won't take that chance. Instead of fighting saline intrusion, he's found a way to hedge his bets and make some money off climate change. He's gone and bought himself a shrimp farm. So is this farmer, named Sung. Standing beside two shrimp ponds out behind his house, Sung fires up what looks like a system of small spinning steamboat paddles. They're adding oxygen to an opaque brown pool. This same salty water that's killing off the region's rice, the shrimp, somewhere down at the bottom, are loving it. They can earn Sung in a year more than four times what an average rice farmer brings home.
In a good year, I do two crops. If it hits, I get $4,720 from these two ponds. This is the only thing I can do. Growing rice is not very profitable.
The biggest option available to people here in these areas that are affected by saline intrusion is to, you know, abandon rice altogether and to switch from rice to saltwater shrimp.
Tim Gorman is a Cornell grad student researching how people's lives in the Mekong Delta are being changed by global warming.
You know, for some people, a really winning strategy. I mean, you just driving around here, you can see that there are, you know, big new houses. You see some nice new cars. And so you have some people who really have made, you know, a lot of money from growing shrimp, which is primarily exported to markets in Europe and Asia and the U.S.
Shrimp farmer Sung isn't doing quite that well. He's helping his daughter pay for college, but there's no fat new Mercedes in the driveway. That kind of money goes mostly to big-time farmers. Some people earn tens of thousands of dollars a year in the shrimp trade. With the lure of five- and six-figure profits, plus faltering rice crops killed off by rising seas, Tim Gorman says some folks are even taking hammers to the very gates and dikes set up to protect the area from the ocean.
People are actually actively, in some places, manipulating the infrastructure, sabotaging the infrastructure, and actually allow salt water to come in, not just during the dry season, but all year, so that they can switch from freshwater rice farming to saltwater shrimp farming.
Shrimp is no sure bet either. Seeds, antibiotics, aeration systems, startup costs, kilo for kilo, it's way more expensive to raise than rice. A few sick ones can take out a whole pond. Sung says he's gone bust before.
In a bad year, all I have left are the whites of my hands.
That's the risk for most farmers here, rice or shrimp or anything else. But more and more, those who can afford it are moving away from rice and putting their money down on a changing climate. I'm Christopher Johnson in the Mekong Delta in South Vietnam.
Christopher Johnson is a reporter for Burn, an energy journal from Sound Vision Productions, with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.